What up, Get Up Nation? My name is Ben Biddick, the host of the Get Up Nation podcast and co-author of Get Up, The Art of Perseverance, with former Major League Baseball player and CEO of Lurong Living, Adam Greenberg. Today it is my pleasure and honor to present you with an artist highlight of the amazing Max Rammer. Max runs the Sun Porch Recording Studio and record label. He just released an EP called 2125. 2125 is the hospital room where he stayed after he sustained a tragic injury a little more than a year ago. Even though Max doesn't have the full use of his hands due to paralysis, he produced, mixed, and recorded the entire EP to show, as one of his family members put it, that he's not going to let anything stop him from pursuing music. She went on to say, he's had a very rough year, but he wants to use his music to inspire people to pursue their dreams, find purpose and meaning. Max, thank you for taking time out to connect with me on the Get Up Nation podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Since the EP was released, I've been listening to little else. I'm amped you took time to connect with me. Can't wait to talk about some of the songs that you've created here. First off, where are you currently living and how old are you?
So I'm 19 and I'm currently living in Janesville, Wisconsin. Next year, I plan on going off to college. It's just kind of a temporary thing ever since the accident. Just kind of getting back on my feet, you know, finding ways how to deal with everyday life after being paralyzed. It's difficult, as you can imagine. So just taking like a year off, doing the music thing, and then hopefully getting back to college next year.
Do you have a college lined up or not yet?
Yeah, I got injured about a week before I was going off to UW-Madison. So I'm just planning on going back there.
Do you plan on pursuing music?
I actually plan on pursuing business. It's what I was interested in before my accident.
I see.
And there's not a lot of restrictions if you have a disability, so I can still do finance just from a chair. So it's not that big of a deal that I got this injury.
Has music always been something you've wanted to do?
So I kind of secretly worked on music for about a year before my accident. Just, it was kind of a hobby of mine that I did in my room. I had like a laptop, so I would just kind of do it, and I wouldn't really share it with anybody. After my accident happened, I kind of was lost. I didn't really know what to do. Before my accident, I was really into skateboarding and snowboarding, and I can't really do that now. So I was just looking for something to do to pass the time, and I decided to take music a little more seriously. And that's kind of how that happened.
To give Get Up Nation some perspective on what it took to create this album, will you share some about your injury and what you've been through over the past year?
Yeah, so I had a diving accident, and it left me a C5, C6 quadriplegic, which pretty much means I'm paralyzed from my chest and arms down. I can move my arms pretty well. I was lucky enough to get a good amount of rehab through my insurance, and so I was able to push myself a lot farther than what you'll see a lot of people with my injury have. Instead of having a power chair, I'm actually in a manual chair with some power assist. They're kind of like wheels that kind of give you a little boost every time you push them. I pretty much don't have any tricep use. I don't have any use of my fingers. The way I grab things and like pick up stuff is through this process called tenodesis. I can pretty much move my wrists up and down. And by moving your wrists, your fingers just kind of move with it. I don't know why, but luckily it happened. And so I just kind of move my wrists, and then my fingers move with it, and I'm able to pick up certain things.
Wow.
And that's kind of how I do the music as well.
Yeah, it must have taken a tremendous amount of energy and time to create this album. When did you decide to make it?
I decided to make it while I was recording one of my buddy's band's albums. So over the summer, I kind of created a small music studio in my Sun Porch, and I would have people over to record. And one of my friends, his name is Noah Kolak, him and his friend Andrew, they have a band called Be Consumed. And so they had never put out a record. They had recorded a bunch of demos and kind of, you know, had some song ideas, but they wanted to put out an album. Over the course of a couple weeks, we sat down and recorded their entire album. And while we were doing that, I started to work on my own solo stuff. Before that, I was working on just kind of like instrumental stuff just to kind of work on music production. It's called like lo-fi hip-hop, what I was into. But ever since I worked with them, I actually wanted to make my own songs where I sang or had featured artists on it and kind of do more of a serious music thing.
So you did collaborate with a few guests on the album. Who are some of the artists?
The friend that I was just talking about, Noah Kolak, he's featured on there twice. And then another one of my friends is on there. His name's Noah Berghammer. He goes by Bergs on there. He is another one throughout high school. He kind of, I think, secretly did music. So he heard that I was working on stuff in the Sun Porch studio, and he asked if he could come by, and we just made that song, and I really liked it, so I wanted to put it on the record.
That's a great song.
The last artist, his name is Sun. He lives in Chicago. He's kind of like an underground artist.
Okay.
And I just reached out to him and asked if he would feature on the song. Me and him kind of bounced ideas back and forth. I've met him once. Before the album came out, I had never actually met him in person. It was all online. Our collaboration was. Nate Trainer, he helps with one of the guitar solos. My buddy Michael Cullen helped me produce one of the songs, Stay Inside. He did all the guitar work for that one. And then another friend is a local rapper. His name's Troy. He goes by Troy Left. He came over to the studio one day. He recorded a rap verse, and I really liked it, so I put it on the album, too.
The EP opens with a song called Night After Night. You take listeners into the experience of being in a hospital room, fighting for your life, dealing with the emotional fallout that comes after surviving a tremendous injury. Some of the lyrics that stand out to me: my life is on the line, day after day, night after night. And then one line that really stood out is, oh God, why won't you notice me? That just takes your listener right into the depth of what you're experiencing. It's so powerful. Talk about the song Given Up. This song blows me away. My podcast is all about resilience, and if I do my job well, I'm not a motivational speaker, some sort of person who fires people up for 5 minutes and walks away. If I do my job well, I go to a place where we suffer in those dark places of pain and agony and breathe life into people to keep them going when their world has collapsed in on them, and take their hand and help them to keep going. In this song, you do that. When you have moments where you're overwhelmed and where your stress is through the roof and where you're struggling to deal with all of that change so fast, and then getting to a point where you're like, no, I'm not going to give up. I am going to keep going. I think that speaks so much to what this album is about. I'm giving up, man, never run.
because I physically couldn't do
sure
what I was trying to achieve. Just with this accident, there's just been certain things throughout the entire journey where I've tried through rehab and all this stuff, and I've just had to give up, and it just kind of upsets me. I don't like giving up, but sometimes I have to accept it throughout the journey. Giving up, it kind of lights a fire under me to work at it even harder and just work until I can either achieve whatever it was that I was trying to do or figure out a way to get around it.
On your Instagram feed, at max.rammer, you show images of the surgical scar that runs down your neck. I couldn't help but think of that image as you sing, "You Split Me Down the Middle Like a Swisher" on the song Plastic Filters.
Come in for the second verse and kind of follow with what he is going for with the song. Just wanted to kind of express my side of it with the second verse. I kind of talk about I don't really know where I'm going through this journey, because I really don't. Every day,
sure,
it's kind of like I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just kind of going with the flow. And so that's kind of what I wanted to portray with my verse on the second part.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going, but I'm fine with it, and I'm just going to see how it ends up in the end.
It's amazing, man. And I just want to touch on also the song Wishing. It starts with the line, "Broken dreams are everything, and I'm wishing on a well." And it takes listeners kind of in an introspective look at life and the emotions that you're going through. Any words about this song?
That chorus was written all by my friend Noah Berghammer. He came in with that verse already. We were just kind of messing around with the beat, and he had that written down already. I really liked it, though. I thought it was awesome. We ran through a couple of different things, but that particular verse just stuck with me a lot, and I just really liked everything about it, and I needed to put that in the song. I think it was that verse was the reason why I wanted to put it in the song. I just thought it kind of connected. It hit home with me.
Right.
But, you know, throughout this whole thing, it has been kind of, you know, I had an idea of what my life was going to be like, and it kind of just, you know, it's definitely not what I thought it was going to be.
Thank you, Max Rammer, for inspiring Get Up Nation by sharing your music and your journey. If you're listening to this and facing tremendous, rapid change in your life, I hope you find strength and inspiration in Max's example. While he possesses fierce determination and perseverance to create something powerful regardless of current limits, he also has the resilient ability to deploy acceptance when needed. As we continue to face challenges, listen to Max's album for solace, comfort, and inspiration, so we can all get up and discover the yes inside the no.